Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world where the sun has become both an avenger and a false savior, we dare to wade through the sweltering aftermath of a blighted utopia. Once extolled as heralds of a new dawn, solar technologies promised liberation from our fossil-fueled follies. What cruel irony, then, that these gleaming symbols of hope now lie tarnished by the very calamity they sought to prevent. The remnants of lofty solar farms now watch over a landscape of despair, a reminder of the shining myths we so eagerly believed. They stand, not as providers of clean energy, but as monuments to miscalculation, to a human hubris that whispered assurances of a controlled harnessing of the sun's majesty. Once pristine deserts now heave beneath carpets of glass shards, metal frames grotesquely contorted by unremitting heat. The dunes whisper secrets of a time when greenwashed dreams were not yet consumed by the relentless, roiling cauldron of the sky. It is here, beneath the oppressive gaze of our star, that humanity stumbles onward. The few who survived the merciless heat waves and rising tides tell tales of days when the air was safe to breathe, when the sky bore the color blue, not the sickly jaundice of a toxic haze. "We were fools," croaks an elder, his voice rasping like the dry leaves that no longer rustle in the trees. "The sun was once a gentle giant, distant and nurturing. We turned it against us, ignored the signs, worshipped false deities forged of silicon and wire. In this hyperthermal purgatory, humans scuttle in the shadows, navigating their existence as though squatters in a home that no longer welcomes them. The solar revolution is now spoken of in whispers, a taboo folktale for those who sit awake in the relentless night, wondering if dawn brings relief or torment. Where green initiatives sparked hope, they now serve as grim reminders of a path not fully paved, a journey hindered by the allure of easy promises and the heavy yoke of collective inertia. Efforts meant to converge with nature's rhythms instead cacophonously clashed, culminating in an ecological discord that could no longer sustain the delicate concert of life. The truth behind this dystopian facade is a tangled web of greed, short-sightedness, and myth. Each solar farm, every panel is a patch in the vast quilt of human deceit, a deceit that presumed the Earth's resilience to be infinite, her forgiveness eternal. With care, some insert seeds of hope, planting amidst the ruins as act of quiet defiance. But even their photosynthetic charges struggle, for the poisoned chalice that is the sun now bears little sustenance. As storytellers of this forlorn epoch, we knit narratives not to lull you into peaceful slumber, but to jolt awake any remnants of a collective consciousness. 'Tis a tale of caution, where myths of solar salvation have melted into stark landscape, where dreams are scorched under an uncaring sun. And here we must pause, perchance to dream of an impossible redemption, in the sweltering cradle of these harbingers of heat.